Welcome to Talk at the Table with God, Food, Wine. It's like walking into your friend's place, cozy, uplifting, and inviting. As you enter, your friend greets you with a smile, making you feel instantly at home. You have arrived. It's beautiful having you here. My name is Amy. I am your host and so grateful to be with you today around the table of God, Food, Wine. So pour yourself a glass of wine. We have non-alcoholic wine too. Get cozy and treat yourself to some well-deserved you time as we relax and share inspired conversation, food, and wine. Welcome to the table of God, Food, Wine. My friend Autumn is a champion of people, a champion for community, a champion of family, and a champion of her friends. She is someone who has a true heart for people, cheering them on and uplifting others. She is also a champion of the word, and today she imparts to us her newfound personal insights that God has spoken to her in this new year, 2024. Please join us today for an inspiring episode of Talk at the Table as Autumn shares her beautiful heart.
I can't talk about this whole book because there's so much,
but
kind of, you know, what was hitting me with that theme of purging and making space. And in we're still in chapter one, verses 6 and 7. We haven't gone very far, people, and look at all the fruit and like amazingness of this.
This will be a part two series. So stay tuned for part two.
I love it. It gets a little easier after chapter one.
Oh, it's great.
Chapter one was just so rich for me.
Yeah.
So in the Amplified Version, verses 6 and 7 says, "Only it must be in faith that he asks with no wavering, no hesitating, and no doubting. For he who wavers is like the billowing surge out at sea that is blown hither and thither and tossed by the wind. For truly, let not such a person imagine that he will receive anything he asks from the Lord."
No.
And that was really sobering.
I know. Yeah.
To me.
I read that. I read James before the podcast. I know you had shared that it was something James was on your heart. But I too thought, okay, so, I want to talk to you about that, Lord.
Right. And so, I had to sit in that and be like, what in the world? But what I got and what, you know, in digging in and talking to people much more brilliant than I am. He's really talking about relationship. Mm. He wants us to stay in relationship with him. Mm. If you and I, Amy, are in this friendship, but then we don't talk for 2 years,
right?
The next time we come together, it's not going to be as rich and deep, and it'll be lovely, of course, because we are who we are. But it's not the same.
No, I totally see.
The vibrancy of the relationship is different.
It's nurturing that relationship.
Exactly. And if I haven't talked to you in 2 years, and then all of a sudden I call you up and say, "Amy, I need help moving. You want to come lug some boxes with me?"
Sure.
You're not going to be nearly as energetic to say yes as you would have when we are in relationship.
Right.
Be like, "Oh, yeah, totally. I'll come help."
Whatever. So, building that community.
Right. And so I felt like this was like, purge my unbelief and my withdrawing from relationship from my daddy God.
Mm. Like, do you mind rereading that one more time?
Totally.
I just feel like I want to soak
verse.
In it. And after we've talked about it, just feel like to soak in a different way.
Yeah. So again, it's chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. In the Amplified, it says, "Only it must be in faith that he asks with no wavering, no hesitating, and no doubting. For the one who wavers is like the billowing surge out at sea that that is blown hither and thither and tossed by the wind. For truly, let not such a person imagine that he will receive anything he asks for from the Lord.
Got it. So yeah, I get that sounds a lot different now than when I first read it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like when you see it's really about relationship.
Yeah.
About in faith, ask with no wavering.
Yeah.
Don't be scared.
Yeah. Don't be scared.
To ask.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, he's a good father.
Yes.
And I just love it also points me back to Mark when Jesus is ministering in Mark 9. And the father comes running up to him with his child who is having seizures.
Oh, yes.
What we would call seizures today. And the, you know, the demonic spirit is throwing the child into the fire and into the water. And all the things and this daddy who loves his little boy so much runs up to Jesus who has been doing these miracles and I don't know where, you know, he is in his faith.
Yeah, right.
But Jesus says, well, do you believe? And the most beautiful thing and the thing that I've carried for years now is, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief.
Yeah.
Because that's true. We all go through.
Sure, the doubting.
Like, yeah. But I'm still going to bring it to him.
Yeah, absolutely.
I still want to say, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I believe in you. I know your power. I know your truth. I know your word. I know you are who you say you are. And yet I still struggle.
Yeah.
But I'm going to bring those struggles to you too.
Yes. Yes.
So, and that's.
That's what he desires for us to come to his heart. He knows our hearts, you know.
Yeah. So I feel like that's kind of the counterbalance
that's
with
beautiful
these two verses that feel so hard to read and be like, wait, what?
Yes. Yeah.
What? If I don't fully believe what I'm saying, you're not going to give me anything?
Yeah.
I'm not going to receive anything from you, says verse 7.
Yeah, and I think that has to do more with our posture.
Absolutely.
Right? The posture
Absolutely.
Of our heart. Because he gives freely to
Absolutely.
His children.
He's always ready.
You know, he's not going to withhold. But it's like, he can't deny who he is.
Right.
Right? So if I'm coming from a place of doubt, God isn't doubt. Right. So he can't neglect who he is, right? Mm-hmm. He is God. He's the God. He's a belief and abundance. And so it's not so much like, oh, well, because you're thinking that, I'm not going to give you that. It's like, he's like, I can't deny myself, Amy. Right. Come up higher.
Right.
Come up higher. I'm right here. This is us.
Right.
I can't come down to fear. I'm not fear.
Right.
I'm love. I can't operate in that because I can never deny who I am.
Exactly.
And
oh,
so,
I love it.
You know, that's that's where it's like, oh, yeah, that's who I am too.
Yeah.
So I'm going to come up to you, Daddy. Yeah. I'm going to come up to you. And I might be scared along the way, but that's not who I am. But it's okay that I'm processing that emotion, but I do believe.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And so it comes more from a posture of his heart. Like, his heart is always full and ready to give.
Right.
But if I'm feeling like I'm lacking all the time, then that's where I'm probably pretty much going to stay.
Right.
Because I'm, you know, feeling that.
And that's not who he created you to be.
No. And so what's beautiful are the trials and the lessons that, you know, there's no, like, you have to be feeling that right now. There's a process sometimes of, okay, I don't believe in this area. Let's talk about it.
Right.
I mean, I don't believe you can fully supply all my needs, even though I read it in the Bible. And I believe it in the Bible. Has it fully grasped that?
And are my actions speaking
right
to that belief?
Totally.
Yeah.
I'm worrying. I'm in my flesh out there trying to make it happen sometimes. And, you know, he says, just wait, or go and do that or whatever. But
I don't know. I am just so excited about this message.
Thank you. It's been really fun to
sit with. I'm excited, y'all.
It's been really good. It's been, I mean, Amy can see my Bible. It is colored and noted and flappied and all sorts of things with how rich. Just this simple, again, 5 chapters.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we've not even gotten through one whole chapter. I love it. But it's just so amazing how he can take 2 sentences and like rock your world.
Yeah.
And like you have to sit with it for a week or a year or, you know, and just be like, I need more of you to get this. I need more understanding to get this. I need your wisdom to get this. And he's very ready to give it to us and supply it. He supplies all our needs. He's going to supply us on that as well.
Yes.
Like he wants us to get it.
I think it's in there too.
It is.
I'm not going to say a word.
Oh, man. That's so good. And it also leads to making space to follow Holy Spirit's lead.
Yeah.
You know, again, that soft talk. No, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
No, I'm too busy for that today. No, I can't stop and talk to that person right now. I need to pretend like I don't see them and walk on out of the grocery store.
Sure.
I have done that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It feels so icky and like people I love, but like, I just can't even, I know I'll be here for 20 minutes if I talk, you know?
Totally, yeah.
And yet there are times when I feel that Holy Spirit is like, hey, you have words that they need or you need even just a, how are you? And like actually mean it.
Yeah. No. You know? Especially in this day and age. Yeah. I think there are a lot of, I tend to do that too, where it's, you know, I've got to get to XYZ. So, you know, I might go another direction so I can get out faster or something, you know, and so I really like what you're saying, just following the leading of the Holy Spirit. Maybe Holy Spirit wants to say something to that person or just smile and say hi. Yeah. And it's okay if I can. It's okay for me to say, you know, I don't have a lot of time. I've got to be here in like 10 minutes.
Right.
But I just want to tell you, it is so good to see your face. And I'm so happy to see you and give them a hug, you know?
Yeah. 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 Verse 22, like talks about this. It says, be doers of the word. Obey the message. Not merely listeners to it. Betraying yourselves into deception by reasoning contrary to the truth. So we reason ourselves out of what the Lord tells us. The other day, sometimes I do things and I try to listen to the Holy Spirit. I try. The other day I was driving with my girls. We were at a stoplight. I was like 3 lanes over from the median where there was a woman holding up a sign.
Yeah.
And asking for money, asking for, you know, whatever it was. And I just looked at her, and she just looked beautiful to me. Mm-hmm. And it was all I could do in that moment. I rolled down my window. Mm-hmm. I yelled at her. And I was like, hello, excuse me, ma'am, waving both my hands out the window. She's got traffic going by her. I don't know if she could hear me at all. But it was everything that, like, the Holy Spirit was like, she needs to know she's beautiful.
Oh, wow.
She needs to know that she's seen. Mm. And again, I don't know if she could hear me.
Sure, yeah.
But I was kind of gesturing and, you know, trying to make it clear. But regardless, the heart of it, the spirit of it went out.
I have a feeling it reached her.
And my kids, this was a couple months ago now. And my kids still be like, remember that day you yelled at the woman? I'm like, cool. And it's like, how much can we also be examples of those around us, the kids around us, the just the people in our life
yeah.
around us. How often,
yes.
you know, when we Aww. Take the time, when we make the space to follow his lead, mm. do we then mm. actually get to encourage others to do the same?
Yeah, and shining our light, you yeah. know, and not hiding in right. a way, you know?
Right, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it connects in chapter 2. Going to chapter 2, verses 17 and 26. Both connect with this as well.
Wow.
17 says, also faith. If it does not have works, deeds, or actions of obedience to back it up, by itself, it is destitute. It is destitute of power, which means it is dead.
Mm.
So yeah. again, it's not saying that our works are the most important thing, but that yeah. it's showing our faith.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
And then in jumping to the end of chapter 2, on verse 26, for as the human body apart from the spirit is lifeless, so faith apart from its works of obedience is also dead.
That's a good analogy right there.
Yeah, I don't want to have a dead body.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to have a dead spirit or someone look at me and not know who I am.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
know what the most important thing in me can't tell.
Yeah.
Just thinks, oh, she's a nice person. That's not good enough anymore.
I know. You know.
I don't want to be a nice person.
Yeah.
I want to be someone that people look at and like, oh. She's a Jesus follower. Yeah. Like she's a little cuckoo and she loves Jesus. And I don't know what that looks like really, you know, but yeah. I see these actions.
Yeah.
You know, that's the heart's desire that is growing yeah. in me.
That transparency, yeah. that vulnerability.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see it in you just yeah. being across the table, just that beautiful vulnerability, transparency. It's beautiful.
Oh, and, thank you, Amy.
Well, you do have such a beautiful heart. You are such a champion for people. You do so much for others. And I know your heart in that. I think for me, it's beautiful to see, as I'm sitting here, I can see personally, like, this is for you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
for me. Oh, it's totally for me.
It'll pour right onto now. It'll pour right. onto others.
Right.
But like, this is this beautiful time
yeah.
for you and God to spend that intimate, like you said, that quality time.
Right.
And how beautiful Absolutely. It is, like, that you get to bask in that.
Absolutely. And thank you for letting me kind of share it.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
And spill it over.
I am receiving. I'm receiving. And I'm also celebrating you, too, because I don't know. It's just, I think of the words glory to glory, you know, like as we go glory to glory, there's this beautiful glory to glory that I get to see right in front of me, God's glory in you.
Oh, thank you. I'm the same. I mean, it is you just the way you host and the way you bring people into his spirit and his, you know, his tabernacle. I don't know why that's just like coming in, like you're bringing us all into this holy place that he's created.
Yeah, totally.
And
you're
inviting us into.
Oh.
And that's such a beautiful. Such a remarkable thing.
Thank you, friend. Oh, goodness.
Oh,
so much goodness.
I know. It's so fun. Well, I have like one more page of notes if we want to keep
yes,
going.
Yes. I want to keep going.
Okay.
I want to hear everything. I mean, this is another beautiful, you know, to me, when the Holy Spirit is with us and like, if you ever had those moments where you're like in it with the Holy Spirit, with a friend as
yes.
we are today or with friends, and you know it when it lifts.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. then it's like that hasn't happened.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Okay. I'm glad we're in sync. This
totally.
Is so fun.
I'm going to pour a little more.
Oh, please do. Please. Yeah. I just love that faith points us into action. And that we just get to have a genuine faith response in it. You know, I also have in my notes Matthew 7:21. Of course, I didn't tab it in my Bible. So give me a second. All the tabs I have anyway, it would be very hard to know which tab I was going to. I had to color coordinate for today.
I love it. I love all the purple in there.
Nice. It's like royalty.
It is.
So I love using purple tabs. I'm like, I am royalty.
You are.
Okay. Yes. Matthew 7:21-27. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name and driven out demons in your name and done mighty works in your name? Mm. And then I will say to them openly and publicly, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who acted wickedly, disregarding my commands. So everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them will be like a sensible, prudent, practical, and wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rain fell and the floods came, the trials. The winds blew and beat against the house, and yet it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a stupid or foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against the house and it fell. Mm. And great and complete was the fall of it. Mm. So I don't know about you, but you know, we all know this picture of the house on the rock and the house on the stand. But knowing that it's he who does the will of my Father is really the on which direction are you going to be?
Yeah.
I know. Did we do the Lord's will?
I know that verse has always like stuck out at me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've thought about that because. Yeah, it's really about, again, that relationship, you know, you know, there could be all the signs, miracles, wonders, all the gifts that we have from the Holy Spirit, but there is that, like that root, that core of relationship, like you were saying, having that time and space to just be with the Lord, whatever that looks like, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And then that allows Holy Spirit to have time to download to us, to talk to us, to give us direction.
Yes.
To know the will of the Father, to be able to then have our actions align.
Yeah, to hear that voice. Yeah, totally.
Oh.
I know. I love that still small voice, too. Mm-hmm. When you hear it, it's just like, oh. So refreshing, and it's life, and it's love, and just, it feels so good.
Yeah. It's, you know, and it depicts like how we interact with others, how we, not just our actions to others, but how we speak to others as well, how we communicate. Are we going to be on the pessimist side?
Right.
As you mentioned, can happen with you when you're inundated with kind of the events of the world and things like that. And chapter three talks about that so deeply, about, you know, how we are to speak to one another, how our tongue is a fire.
Yeah.
In verse six in chapter three. Now it can world wickedness. It can world birth.
Mm-hmm.
It is, you know, it can do all these sorts of things. And it really came out to me kind of again with that purge and make space I want to purge cursing others.
Yeah, I love that. Does a fountain send forth?
Yes, exactly. Yep. Verse 11. Does a fountain send forth simultaneously from the same opening fresh water and bitter?
I love that. I love how he writes that.
Yes.
How he writes it about.
Yeah. And
how our words speak life or death.
Exactly.
Basically.
In the verse above, verse 10, out of the same mouth came forth blessing and cursing. Mm. These things, my brethren, ought not be so.
Yeah.
And so when I say, like, I'm going to purge cursing others, I'm not talking about swear words.
Sure. Yeah. I don't think I've ever
those
heard you say one.
Those very rarely come out of me. It's actually kind of comical when they do, because they just don't fit right.
They don't hit right.
They don't hit right. You know, but I'm talking about, like, speaking negatively.
No,
speaking,
for sure.
You know, in ways that are not encouraging and bringing life to other people. Speaking out of frustration.
Yeah.
Or out of, they're never going to be this way or that way.
Sure.
It's like the never.
Yeah.
It's like, no, that's not reality. That's not truth. That's not the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, it's making space to uplift and encourage and renew.
Yeah.
And all of that points to having a peaceful mind, which is in this chapter as well, in verse 17 and 18.
Oh, yeah, I like this part.
17 starts, but the wisdom from above is first of all pure. Then it is peace-loving, courteous, considerate, and gentle. It is willing to yield to reason, full of compassion and good fruits. It is wholehearted and straightforward, impartial and unfeigned, free from doubts, wavering, and insincerity. And the harvest of righteousness, of conforming to God's will in thought and deed, is the fruit of the seed that is sown in peace by those who work and make peace for themselves and others. That peace, which means concord, agreement, and harmony between individuals with undisturbedness, a peaceful mind free from fears and agitating passions and moral conflicts. I want a peaceful mind.
Oh, yes.
That is such a result that I am, like, leaning into.
Yeah. You
know? It's like when the wisdom from above is ordering my steps.
Yeah.
I get to have a peaceful mind.
Yeah.
Totally. I don't have all of that other stuff in the way.
Yeah, because you just kind of step back in into kind of the root of who you are in the first place, right?
Yeah.
It's almost like jumping out of our bodies for a moment and then coming back in. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That peace that is beyond all understanding.
Exactly.
You know, and I think usually when I'm not peaceful about something, it's in a way it can be in some instances it's my own stubbornness that gets in the way.
Definitely.
You know, like,
often.
Yeah, I should say often, actually.
Often for me.
But it's like, okay, so I'm not willing to, you know, enter in to his peace at that moment.
Right.
Because I'm still over here.
You're stewing.
I'm stewing over here. And, you know, and I'll get over there eventually. But right now,
And not that it's
interesting.
Not good to feel things.
No, exactly.
You know,
I agree.
There is value.
I think there's importance
in that. And as it said in the beginning, we have to let things do their full work.
Totally. You got to let stuff.
But we can still be in the trial, in the hard thing.
Yeah.
And at the same time, having this peaceful mind.
Yes. Yeah.
Because we're doing both of those things at the same time.
Yeah. Do you have, like, is there anything, like, when you're in those moments where you might still be stewing about something, and is there any practical, like, physical things that you notice help to, like, kind of stop the wheel from turning, like that stop and rest.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the biggest thing is in parenting.
Yeah.
You know, it's so easy. And as a homeschooler, I am with my girls.
Yeah.
All day, every day.
Sure. Yeah.
And not that we're, you know, they're not sequestered at home or anything, but I take them to activities and I stay at the activities. And then I take them to their next activity and I stay at that activity. We're together.
Yeah.
All the time. So having space, you know, for that. And sometimes it's me realizing that I have been stewing and I don't even realize it. And I'm sitting with and like replaying in my mind something that was said or done. And sometimes I just need to talk it out with my husband.
That's always very helpful.
You know,
thank you, God, for husbands.
Oh my gosh.
That we can do that with.
My husband. He's amazing. He's an amazing girl dad, and he sees things because he is out of the home partially. And partially just because of who he is.
Yeah.
But he can see things and see things in a different perspective than I can, being fully in it.
Sure.
All the time.
Sure. Yeah.
So I think having that trusted person.
Yeah.
Who you can say, hey, I need a perspective check on this.
You know?
When I'm in it and I have to be in it because there needs to be continued action or dialogue occurring. Help me, Jesus.
Yeah.
Help me, Jesus. Is usually. And then my younger daughter was, last week, she was really upset about just some friend stuff. You know, she's eight.
Yeah, sure.
She's starting to be the stuff. And was feeling some stuff pretty good. And sometimes when she feels something about one area, it'll trickle over and the posturing, you know, will be impacted in other areas of her life.
Sure.
And she was actually on the phone with my mom. My parents live in Florida, so we're all the way across the country. And so they do weekly FaceTimes.
Oh, that's so nice.
And she was sharing with my parents. And my mom was just like, you know what really helps me? She's like, I just lift up my hands to the sky and I just yell, hallelujah.
I love your mom.
And
I can see her doing that.
You know, it gave my daughter, who is a very like creative, very like loves acting and like the drama.
She's expressive.
She's very expressive. And so it gave her this tangible, you know, thing to do, like in midst of this trial.
Yeah.
She can have a peaceful mind.
Yes.
She can say, hallelujah, praise you, Jesus, even in midst with her body and with her words.
Sure.
And she's used that a couple times.
Oh my gosh, it's so cute. She's
which
so
is
cute.
So fun.
I love it.
I love, again, an outside perspective, whereas I was feeling pretty done.
Sure.
With the situation and pretty over it. And an outside perspective was able to come in and bring wisdom and bring, you know, that shift that was needed.
Thank you, Mama.
Yeah, right? I know. It was so good. And I love that. And I love that my daughter thought that that was awesome.
That's so great. She took that tool and she's using it. Good for her.
She did. We have to give each other tools.
Yeah, totally.
And sometimes it's like, hey, this thing that I've been using.
Yeah.
You know, this tool that has served me well isn't anymore.
Yes.
You know, and that's okay. That's part of growing and learning and developing. And
different
seasons.
Right.
And,
exactly.
You know, different times of life.
Grace, having grace for oneself and each other. I mean, you know, the grace in the moments to, you know, let everyone just be, you know, where they're at. But it can be hard sometimes, especially if, you know, there's a lot going on in the room, you know.
And how we speak truth to our friends that we love so much, even when it's hard.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so grateful for those moments
I've
had over the years.
Maybe not in the moment.
Thank you, too. Yeah, same. Maybe not in the moment.
But in the moment, but always after.
But knowing they have their best, your best interests at heart.
Absolutely.
They're saying it not out of spite, but out of love.
Out of love.
And, you know, there's a, you can definitely tell the difference when
yeah.
someone's giving you advice not out of love versus in love.
Exactly.
It's, it, it sounds different. Yeah. So,
so then am
That's
I
good.
Like when I don't receive that, when someone is coming to me saying, hey, I have a correction for you. You know, it's not going to be easy to hear, you know, but I love you. So I hope you will. You know, if I don't receive that, that's me being selfish. Mm-hmm. I'm not letting wisdom that the Lord has given to a different perspective speak into me.
Yeah, you know when it's coming from God.
Yeah.
True.
So it's like, I want to be open to receive. And I want to be open to receive from pathways and maybe have been hard to receive from in other times in my life. You know, we all have the junk that clouds relationships or clouds, just clouds dynamics of relationships. And, you know, and verse or chapter four, again, kind of talks about that selfishness. And all of chapter four was challenging for me. It was very like, hey, calling you out. He's talking about, you know, having the wrong purpose, living in selfish motives, and how, you know, being jealous, being all the things that are just not lovely. And not things we want to claim for ourselves.
Yeah.
But how important it is to be able to call those out and, you know, have our intention be true and honorable. And then, yeah, I want to give the Lord full focus and authority in my life. I want to make space to align with that, to align with his authority so that everything else falls into the place that is designated for it. You know, he has that figured out for me. So verse 7. Be subject to God.
This is chapter 4.
It is chapter 4. So see, I told you, chapter 1 was a big one, and then little bits in each of the others.
Yes.
So in chapter 4, and this is, you know, this can get a little challenging, this verse.
Yeah.
The verse says, so be subject to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Mm-hmm. What I've put in my Bible is be subject to God. Then resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Yeah,
you have to first submit to the Lord, and then the enemy cannot stand.
Yeah,
when we are subject to God.
Yeah,
we are then given the tools, as we mentioned, to resist.
Yes, yes.
If we try and resist first, it's not going to work.
Right.
We don't have the backing.
Yeah.
I've done that before. We don't have the posse behind us. Yeah. We've got our back.
I have reaped examples of that before where I've, you know, going full force, resisting the devil, and I am doing it out of my flesh, right?
So that's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's that nominal Christian.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that. That's sin. That's over here.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, in God's arms, right? Being subject to him and meaning resting in him, leaning into him, going to him first.
Right.
Versus trying to fix it on my own.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And it's a safe place.
The devil will find an open window somewhere in that.
Exactly.
You know, and before you know it, you know, you sometimes don't know. Yeah. It's a blind spot. You know, you don't know what's happened.
Right.
You know, you literally have a blind spot. That's where our wonderful friends come in who see in the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That's why it's so important, I think, to have a tribe of women who see you and see who we are in the Holy Spirit, because they can often see what we can, and vice versa. Yeah. It's a it's beautiful what happens in that.
And that's been the beauty that like God Food Wine has done.
Yeah.
Within our specific community is coming together intentionally.
Yes.
You know, we can all get together and have a great time and just be chit-chatting.
Totally, yeah.
But coming together with that intention of, hey, where are you? How can I battle for you?
Yeah.
How can I raise your arms when you're weary?
I love that.
How can I support you? How can I stand with you and help you resist?
You know,
how can I encourage your walk with the Lord?
Yeah.
It's all and have great food and wine.
And then
you know, Amy and I have joked that it is God food wine because it is all about Him, and we get to enjoy the bounty of the fruits of His work in the food and the wine.
Absolutely. But and it helps people relax, you know, around a table.
Yes.
You know,
we're called to be at a banqueting table.
Totally. Jesus was always banqueting with people.
Absolutely.
I think He knew, you know, that it was, well, it's community, right? Yeah. It's bringing people together. You know, I definitely am so thankful for God Food Wine in my life. And, you know, from when it started way back.
The very first initiation.
I mean, really, really beautiful healings. It really, you know, God shared with me one day that God Food Wine was to empower women to become free in all areas of me. And he said,
how many times have we seen that?
Yeah,
just in, totally. You know, the group that meets locally here.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful to watch restoration in families.
Totally. And, gosh, yes. There's some
things.
Yes.
There's so many stories. Restorations of bodies.
Yes.
Restorations of hopes.
Lots of different
and dreams
and
that have come, you know, into fruition.
Yeah.
And
That should be a podcast down the road where we get
everyone together.
Everyone in the room to share a story about that.
That would be so inspiring.
Testimony episode.
Yeah, that'd be really, really good.
Wow.
Oh, it's something I feel very far away from doing well, but to be able to live a life outside of selfishness is, you know, really something that is keeps like playing in my brain, you know? It's like, is this a selfish motive? Is this because you just want it? Or is this, you know, for the good?
I need to ask myself that every day. That's a good one. I'm going to take
many, many times. And I'm never going to get that one right. And I know
it's all
that.
Grace and learning.
But I am going to sometimes get it right. And sometimes I'm going to act out outside of selfishness.
Yeah.
In ways that are still very rich for me.
Yeah.
Not in a martyrdom way.
Sure.
You know, because we do have to take care of ourselves. And
sometimes
we do have to say, hey, I'm done.
Healthy
That's
boundaries.
My boundary. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about that in my home. Mommy takes off the mommy hat at a certain time at night.
Nice.
And I'm done. And I've had to battle for that a little bit.
Yeah, good for you. A healthy boundary there.
You know, but I have to have time where I'm just autumn.
Yeah.
And wife.
Yeah.
You know, and just get that time without mommy being all encompassing.
Yeah. And there's so much, you know, grace and learning. I think even more so, like, maybe it's not so much about the outcome. I mean, the outcome eventually comes, I think.
Right.
But it's more about the process in our heart. I think God knows our hearts, and He knows our heart is motives. And so it's like, okay, you know, my heart is to rest in who I am, to rest in the love that I am in the Lord. You know, I might not always feel that way. I might not always act that way. And God's still saying, you know, I love you, daughter.
Yeah.
You know, get out what you need to get out. Let's talk about it. And then, you know, it's kind of like with children, right? They have to get it out.
Yes.
And then you know who they are.
Right.
You know, they come back to their little selves.
Right, exactly.
But they need to have that, you know, or they might say something that just, you know, is totally
not you.
You know, but that's what's so good about the Lord, you know, is that He's designed out of love always, right?
Absolutely.
And so
we can receive
that for ourselves.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I love that.
I love, he put boundaries on himself, really.
Yeah.
He can't not be love.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You know,
he can't be lack.
Right.
You know,
there are boundaries on our unbounding Father.
Yeah, totally.
It's all good and rich and beauty. Oh, but this, you know, this time and getting to share directly is kind of like the last thing that actually it works great for kind of finishing out. I wish I had planned it. I wish I could take credit. But in chapter 5, verses 13 through 18, actually, I'm going to add verse 12 in there too. But I want to purge mediocre prayers.
Mm.
And conversations with God, and make space for heart talks with the Lord and with my community. I love heart talks.
Me too.
One-on-one or small group.
Same.
I love the intentional time. And starting in chapter 12, it talks about let your yes be a simple yes.
Yeah.
And your no, a simple no. So that you may not sin and fall under condemnation. Is anyone among you afflicted? He should pray. Is anyone glad at heart? He should sing praise to God. Is anyone among you sick? He should call in the church elders, and they should pray over him and anoint him with oil in the Lord's name. And the prayer that is of faith will save him who is sick, and the Lord will restore him. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess to one another, therefore, your faults. Be open, be honest with one another.
Yeah.
Be in community and for each other. Pray for one another that you may be healed and restored. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man or woman.
I was just going to say, I have woman written above man in all my...
makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its workings. And that points to
that's good.
You know, how our faith is
shown. Yes.
We have the power. We were given. We were gifted
the
power to have life-changing impact through our prayers and through our conversations.
Yes.
Through doing life together, through being community.
Yeah, I think that's definitely one of those lies, you know, the purging of lies. When, you know, in my soul, I might say at one point, I can do this by myself. I got this. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at all the social media, all the quotes.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about doing it on your own. Right. You've got this.
And showing off.
And
showing off that you can do it on your own.
Yeah.
How perfect your life is.
I know. And I'm like, I don't know. That's really a lot of pressure to do it all by myself.
I am not capable.
No. And if I do believe that, it's a lie for me. It's actually, I can feel my soul, you know, going, no, you know, community, do this, be with, you know, ask advice, you know. Sometimes there is something God might call me to spearhead, you know, where he's you know, Amy, you've listened to everybody. I'm calling you to do this.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, I got it. I'll do that. But it's not out of okay, well, then it's just all about me and God and doing that. It's more about, okay, you're actually calling me to do something for you, then I'll do it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like we all have things that we're called to, like your heart here today, this here, you're bringing out the word in a way that I didn't feel called to do, right? You were called to do it. And God's giving that to you to shine and bring forth. Yeah. And it's like, wow, we get to celebrate. Yeah. We get to celebrate each other in that, like, what God calls us up to.
Yes.
You know, like, yes. No, like, God's calling you to shine in this right. area. Go shine.
And not to compare.
And not to compare, which can be super easy to do.
It's a huge battle that I struggle
Same.
With. Is, oh, I think that person's doing it, you know. Mm-hmm. So knowing that, yeah, this is something, you know, even if it looks similar to someone else, like, it's unique to each person.
Totally. And that's what makes it so beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. That tapestry and masterpiece idea.
Yeah,
he didn't make us. That we're woven together.
The same. Yeah. Yeah, the comparison is one for me too. I think that's just, at being a girl, I think I've had comparison since I was like 8 or 7 or whenever I could figure out that I could do that probably or much earlier than that, but I just don't remember. But you know, it is a lie of, if I'm comparing myself to everybody else and I'm not fully stepping into what I'm being called to be. And is that good for society? No, because I'm not shining in who I am. So do people really get to know me? No, because I'm trying to maybe copy or, you know, do something that someone else is doing. They don't really get to know me, you know? So it's so beautiful, this talk.
Thank you. Well, can I just share, in case anybody else is feeling this and wanting to go deep with the Lord, I have a couple tools I just love.
Yes,
for people
please
to know
share.
About that I have found super, super helpful.
I'm all about practical tools these days.
So literally I am in like the space where I need another bookshelf in my house because I love books. And so I have like physical references, but a couple of really good like apps that you can have on your phone. The Strong's Concordance is an app on your phone, and that goes into original language.
The Strong's Concordance.
The Strong's. So you can get that for Old Testament, New Testament. And it will, you know, you just type in the verse, chapter and verse, and it will go through all the Hebrew or Greek and give you the range of meaning
for
the actual word that was used. So that is huge. It opens up so much.
I'm going to download that because I really do love learning about the Greek and the Hebrew.
Yes, I do too.
There was a season where I was really into that. And then I just lost interest after a while.
Yeah.
But it is very, very
so
cool.
Neat. And it'll tell you like where else in the Bible that specific word was used.
Oh, that's awesome.
And you can see where things are kind of linked together.
Does all the
really
work
cool.
for you.
Yeah. We call it treasure hunts.
I like
my
that.
House.
Treasure hunts. That's a good
when
one.
The girls and I are doing our Bible studies in the morning. We go on treasure hunts when we see things that look similar to maybe somewhere else in the word that we've
That's
seen,
a
phrase
one.
Or a connection. So it's really fun. The other app is called Bible Hub.
Okay.
And it goes into lots of commentaries, lots of different sermons.
Nice.
All kind of linked together so you can look up passages or even whole books of the Bible and get more information and dig down. My family loves
Bible Hub.
Bible Hub.
Okay.
Yep. My family loves the Bible Project.
Okay, I haven't heard of that one.
Okay, so they're amazing. It's
TheBibleProject.com.
It's a website.
Okay.
And they also have an app, same name. They do awesome, like, less than 10-minute videos that are appropriate for everyone from 2-year-olds to, you know, 90 something year olds, and they give so much really, really, really good depth.
Okay, I would like to hear that
they
one.
Have great like overviews on all the books in the Bible. And then they also have a podcast which digs in deeper in certain themes, and they have what's called The Classroom. And my husband and I have just started digging into their classroom. It's amazing.
Okay, I'm so downloading that one.
Amazing.
I should be writing this down.
Yeah, we're currently, so James and I, my husband James and I, are currently going through the book of Jonah through the Bible Project classroom. It is like 49 sessions.
Wow.
Like class meetings, but they're all fairly short. But we didn't even really get digging into Jonah.
Yeah.
Until the high teens, because they're giving you all these tools and background information and cultural information.
Wow.
And as Amy can see, my yes. Jonah, again, very short book in the Bible. And I have
love your yellow pages
and pages of notes taped into my Bible. And I'm still in chapter one.
I love it. I love
this
it.
This is chapter, and it's what, four chapters?
Jonah, I haven't read Jonah in a long time.
I went into it thinking, oh, Jonah's so short. How in the world can they make this much teaching?
Yeah.
It is amazing. Oh. It is mind-blowing.
Wow, wow.
So please, 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 if you don't know the Bible Project, do that.
Okay.
I think I mentioned the other two, like, tangible resources I really love as a good Bible dictionary.
Yeah.
Tyndale has a great one. Hallman Bible Dictionary is one that I like. Just gives a lot of really good information about the people, the places, really good maps, archaeological information about places. Very, very cool. And then I mentioned to Amy, I have recently purchased the Complete Jewish Bible, which is a messianic.
That's what I wanted to write down. Jewish, I knew there was another one.
Yeah, translation. And it is awesome. It goes into the way the Bible was structured for, you know, first century and as they were going in and developing how their scrolls
connected,
and which is in a different order than our Bible.
Wow.
Old Testament was in a different order. And it just, the cultural implications, all of that, it's a really, really excellent reference to use. So those are just some of the things that I use to help when I'm trying to dig deeper and get a better understanding.
Sure, do a little bit deeper dive.
Yeah, that's exactly what I call it, doing a deeper dive. And it's just so much fun. Feel like I'm in college again.
I was just going to say, you are studying. You are truly studying and learning and digging deep and, you know, chewing on it and digesting it slowly. And that's God, food, wine right there.
There it is.
That's delicious.
You're feasting on the word.
And thank you for sharing.
Thank you for having
all of the juicy delights that you are experiencing, because that's really fun to hear.
Yeah. And fun to share and get to actually speak it out.
Sure.
All these things going on and notes that I've written, and to actually share it.
Yeah. Well, I am truly blessed that you shared your heart, and I know others will be truly blessed to hear your heart. Mm-hmm. Your heart is a blessing. And speaking of your heart, for our signature question at God, Food, Wine, Talk at the Table, what is something that you like to do to relax, to have some you time?
Yeah.
Is there anything, you know, we've been talking a lot about stopping and resting.
Yeah.
Is there anything in particular that you haven't mentioned today that you enjoy doing to have some you time?
You know, my favorite, I call it my little sanctuary in our home when the weather is nice, is we have a hammock in the backyard.
Oh, nice. I love
it. I love, love, love. My husband built me beautiful, like, pillars with the hammock, and it's so pretty.
Aww.
And I love it. Aww. And that is, yeah, I'm ready for the weather to be nice again so I
yes.
can go be
Come
in my
on
hammock.
Spring.
But just going and laying out there, sometimes with a book, sometimes I'll listen to music or podcast. Often I just go and try and rest and be still and quiet and just enjoy, you know, that little space. And it's usually mama's in the hammock. Nobody come talk to mama. This is my holy space, my sanctuary. But that is really, really a place that I love to be.
That sounds lovely. I'm like
ready for it now.
I know. I'm like picturing it right now, the hammock, and just having that time to relax. And well, you have definitely inspired me personally today in the revelation of just the word and the beauty and delights that are in the word. I've been in a season where I'll read the word, I'll read it, but I also have been hungry to just, I've been praying, Lord, Holy Spirit, will you show me the Bible in a different way that I've never known before?
Yeah.
Can you breathe life into the word that I've not breathed in before? I'm hungry for that. So
it'd be nourishing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, what do you want to read today? Or just kind of, you know, wanting more to bite on that, more to read. Right. So, or to hear, you know, I forget that there are apps to hear the Bible, you know, because I'm such a reader. Yeah. So I want to thank you so much for joining around the table today together, talk at the table with God, food, wine. And I am spoiled today in many ways. Getting to be here on a Saturday afternoon with you and spending this time. And thank you to your beautiful family for making the space that, you know, giving you the space to come and be on this podcast. And I just want to say cheers to you, friend.
Cheers to you.
And happy 2024 to the first podcast of 2024.
Wonderful. May it be a rich, nourishing year.
Amen. Would you like prayer for anything? As women, we're here to support and encourage you in daily life. If you would like prayer for anything, send us a DM on Instagram. We believe in the heart of prayer, and we believe in miracles, so we will pray with faith-filled hearts for you. Did you know that in addition to women's gatherings, God Food Wine offers wine education and services for your next private food and wine event? Check out our services on the website godfoodwine.com. We'd love to help you host your next event. And if you would like to come to our next women's gathering, if you are a woman who might want some support and encouragement, maybe you've moved to a new town in Sonoma County and you haven't met anyone yet, DM us on Instagram at God Food Wine. We would love to hang out with you at our next gathering. Until then, come hang out with us on Instagram, and our website is godfoodwine.com. And remember this, you are invited and you are loved. All right, my friends, we'll talk soon. See you around the table of God, food, wine.